Good morning. We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Nancy Mowen from the Jamison Community Center. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jack.
Good to have you in the studio with us. Also joining us, Madison Ballard, who's interning with us here at the radio station. It's great to have you in here. You're coming in to give us an update of some of the summer programming that's taking place, some great opportunities for kids in the community. So let's jump right into it. What do you have going on?
So summer meals start June 6th. They're open to children ages 1 through 18. We'll have them open sites at Jamison Community Center, Lincoln Homes, First Street Armory, Monmouth Roosevelt High School, and this year we're having them at the Tot Lot on Euclid.
I assume the addition of Tot Lot is because of some of the construction in the schools. They're utilizing that space. Is
yes.
That why?
Lincoln Early Childhood School is not available this year, and rather than eliminating the site on the north side of town, we've substituted the Tot Lot.
All right, very good. So summer food program, why don't you talk a little bit about the summer food program, what it is, and why you guys are doing it?
So the summer meals, it's intended to make sure that kids have food during the summer. In Monmouth Roosevelt District, there's a lot of children that qualify for free and reduced lunch, so they're getting fed during the school year. In fact, every child in pre-K through junior high gets a free breakfast and lunch. So then we have the summer months where there's no breakfast and lunch available. So the summer meals provides a lunch for children Monday through Friday.
So how do the kids take part in the summer food program at any one of those locations?
So we ask that a parental permission form be filled out. They can pick that up at our office. It's available to download on our website, and it will also be available at the sites themselves. As long as we have the parental permission form, the children can just show up at noon.
All right. Now, is there like pre-registration the day of so you know how many meals per site, or how does that work?
No, there isn't. We want to encourage kids to come. We want to make as few restrictions as possible. We've got a pretty good idea of how many kids are at each site. We've also got a system where we can run meals from one to another if we need to adjust quantities. We want to make sure every kid gets fed.
All right. How many kids usually go through the program in a given year?
We have, we've been serving about 250 kids, and I'd really like to increase that. I've had people this year tell me, I didn't know you did that, and we've been doing it for a long time. So it's free. The meals are good. We keep revising our menus. We ask the kids each year what they like, what they don't like, make additions, substitutions. So this year, we just had a training yesterday for all the people at the sites, and they were very excited to see the new menu. So hopefully the kids will really enjoy the lunches.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for the kids this summer to get a great meal, especially with the numbers of kids that we have in Warren County that are going home to food insecurity in particular, which we're going to be next week out at Save a Lot doing the halfway freezing for food, which is going to benefit the food pantry as well as the Roseville Helping Hands Food Pantry and the Operation Backpack Program, which all serves the kids the same way throughout the school year.
Yeah, so it's a great thing.
So, yeah, that's great that you guys can provide this summer food program. What else is going on?
And I should note, we're also doing a snack in Roseville at the community center in conjunction with the Parks and Rec program. That'll be available between 2:15 and 3, so that follows the same format. Kids can just come by and eat. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be enrolled in Parks and Rec to attend the lunches.
All right,
and I also need to note that it's funded by the USDA and administered by the Illinois State Board of Education. And we are an equal opportunity provider and employer.
All right, very good. What else is going on?
We've got, we'll be taking application for the STARS program. That's Students to Arrive Ready for School. The goal of that program is to make sure that all the children have the necessary school supplies on day one when they start school. So we'll start taking applications in 2 weeks. Parents can stop by, fill out the application form. We follow the same guidelines for that program as the pantry guidelines.
You're not going to be very popular, Nancy.
Not very popular.
School just got out and you're
already talking about next year.
You're already talking about school.
Now, I'm sure that, you know, they've been out for a few days now. I'm sure there are already some kids that are saying, I'm bored.
They already said it, so I took them up to the armory and made them work.
There you go.
All right, so how do they get signed up for that program?
So they just come in and fill out an application. It's a pretty easy process. They can stop by Jamison Center during business hours, 8:30 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. And that program, we get the supplies. Area churches have been great about donating. We have individuals and businesses who contribute monetary donations. And last year, we were able to supply the kids with everything from their list, all the brand names that the teachers asked for, except the hand sanitizer. We got everything else included. So that was a great thing.
Good. Good. What else do you have going on?
We always have our senior meals going on. We have congregate sites at Strom Center, the Village Center in Kirkwood, the Roseville Community Center. Those serve Monday through Friday. Lunch is at 11:30. In Henderson County, we serve in Stronghurst at the Senior Center there on Mondays, and at Faith Bible Church in Aquaca Tuesday through Friday. Those meals are open to anyone age 60 and older.
Fantastic.
We do ask that reservations be made one day in advance, because there we do need to have the meal counts.
Right. All right, and then, of course, pantry is always open and in need of supplies.
Yes, always, always. We serve a lot of people. Our doorbell, especially since school got out, has been ringing pretty consistently. So there's a greater need during the summer months than there is at any other time during the year. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all the donations that come in. Encourage people to visit. If you don't have enough food in your home, stop by. Pantry's open 10 to noon, 1 to 3, Monday through Friday.
All right, and that leads us to halfway freezing to food coming up next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Save a Lot Foods. You'll be there. I'll be there. The radio station will be there in full force with all the volunteers in the community that come out. It's just amazing to see how the community rallies around the two events in particular that bring food back into the community.
My first experience there, I was very overwhelmed by the support that this community gives, and it just doesn't stop.
Nope, not at all. All right, anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming in and giving us an update of the activities, and if anybody wants more information about any of these programs, how do they make contact with you, Nancy?
They can call us at 309-734-4251. Stop by our office. Again, business hours are 8:30 to 3:30, Monday through Friday. They can visit our website, jamisoncommunitycenter.org, or visit our Facebook page, the Jamison Center.
All right, very good. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
We've been joined in the studio here this morning with Nancy Mowen, Executive Director at Jamison Community Center.